Seven new tools. In the 1970s, a consortium of Japanese engineers and scientists discussed the need for additional quality tools that could enable them to express important production-related information, support innovation, and facilitate the planning of major projects. They wanted to be able to communicate important information that could be put into action. With those goals in mind, the consortium selected seven additional quality management and planning tools to complement the basic seven tools. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the seven new tools, and seven, as a set of quality improvement tools developed by the Union of Japanese Scientists and Engineers, JUSE. The N7 are affinity diagram, interrelationship diagraph, matrix diagram, tree diagram, prioritization matrix, process decision program chart, and activity network diagram. C. Basic seven tools of quality, B7. Each of the seven new tools is discussed more next. Affinity diagram. An affinity diagram is a tool for employees striving to solve a particular issue to help them in organizing a large number of brainstormed ideas. Participants in the brainstorming session provide anonymous ideas and suggestions, and based on the number of them that relate to each topic, the group can get a sense of the seriousness of the issue. It begins with a discussion leader presenting the topic or problem, which the employees then brainstorm about, recording each idea on a slip of paper or index card. The ideas are then posted in one place, and the group determines how to group them by category or theme. As seen in Exhibit 9-14, each group of ideas is then given a descriptive title that encompasses the ideas below it. In this case, the challenge was trying to identify causes of product recall for a manufacturer. The group generated causes that fell into broad categories: inspection, customer feedback, product materials, frequency, costs, and return processes. Exhibit 9-14, affinity diagram. This tool tends to provide new and more comprehensive insights into an issue that can become an official continuous improvement project. Then other tools can be used to further investigate each category. Relationship diagram, interrelationship diagraph. The relationship diagram, also called an interrelationship diagram or diagraph, illustrates cause and effect relationships and is particularly useful for evaluating the links between different aspects of a complicated issue. As seen in Exhibit 9-15, the ideas that a team generates are placed in their own respective circles and clustered according to how they may relate to each other. Solid line arrows are then drawn from each idea to other ideas that it strongly influences. A dashed arrow implies that there is some influence, but it is not strong. Exhibit 9-15. Relationship diagram. The goal is to identify the major cause, that is, the one that has the greatest number of arrows emanating from it, the most interrelated cause, that is, the one with the most arrows in and out. In this instance, the diagram begins with an increase in customer complaints. The team wants to identify what could be the possible direct and indirect causes of that increase. They conclude that four factors are about equally responsible for the issue. The team decides that they will need to do additional analysis of these factors, after which they will be better able to stratify the complaints. Matrix diagram. The matrix diagram, matrix chart, is a useful tool for showing the relationships between two or more groups of information, the strengths of those relationships, and how the variables interact and respond to each other. Matrix diagrams can be in a variety of shapes: L, T, Y, C, X, and roof-shaped. The most commonly used is the L-shaped matrix, which illustrates how two groups of items relate to each other or one group to itself. The matrix in Exhibit 9-16 shows how specifications for a product vary from one customer to the next. Exhibit 9-16, Matrix Diagram of Customer Specifications for Component #4572, Tree Diagram. A tree diagram delineates tasks and activities in increasingly finer detail in order to meet a specific goal. As seen in Exhibit 9-17, the goal is on the left-hand side, and the main branches of the tree bloom off of that. Each branch helps to clarify another aspect of the issue. The tree diagram can be used in conjunction with the affinity diagram and the relationship diagram. Exhibit 9-17, Tree Diagram. Prioritization Matrix, Matrix Data Analysis Chart. The prioritization matrix or matrix data analysis chart is another tool that can be used to show the relationship between groups of information. As seen in Exhibit 9-18, the two variables, or features, against which the product lines are being measured are opacity and insulating properties. The closer the product line point is to the positive end of each variable, the stronger the feature is for that line, and vice versa. For instance, the wood louvers of this manufacturer have significantly higher ratings on opacity and insulating capabilities compared to product lines C and D in the lower left quadrant. This tool can be useful when trying to differentiate marketing messages and compare seemingly similar products. Exhibit 9-18. Prioritization matrix. Matrix data analysis chart. Process decision program chart. The process decision program chart visually captures things that might go wrong in a plan being developed. In Exhibit 9-19, the decision to increase shelf space is mapped out to determine all the related points that could influence a sequence of decisions as to how to reach the goal of achieving a good allotment of space. Note that a planogram is a visual tool showing the intended placement of retail items on shelves. Exhibit 9-19, Process Decision Program Chart. This tool can be used in two different manners. To identify measures that should be taken in order to avoid undesirable, intermediate consequences as progress is made toward the final desired result, and to design a plan to predict future foreseeable problems that can be resolved and ultimately results in achievement of the goal. Activity Network Diagram. The Activity Network Diagram, also sometimes referred to as an arrow diagram or a critical path method chart, is particularly helpful when an improvement team wants to identify the required order of tasks in a manufacturing process or project. Its primary benefit is to convey dependencies and simultaneous activities via a simple visual. Exhibit 9-20 shows an activity network diagram for a project that has a number of activities represented by boxes, with arrows showing their sequence. The numbers show the results of a forward pass, the early start and early finish boxes, a backward pass, the late start and late finish boxes, plus information on the duration of each activity and the float, the available slack between the earliest and latest starts. A critical path is also shown in bold, which is the sequence of activities that will take the longest to complete and therefore is the shortest possible overall project duration, if assumptions hold. How to calculate this information is beyond the scope of this text. Exhibit 9-20, Activity Network Diagram with Critical Path.